So sometimes in a class, I deliberately don't answer a point to check whether somebody will ask the question or not. So thank you for hearing attentively. So the question is that if the body is destroyed, then how do these subjects, they get birthmark in the next body? Basically, the link between this body and the next body is not just the soul. The soul is spiritual. But along with the soul, there is the mind, or what is called a subtle body. And this mind, it is the link, it is the connecting link between the spiritual soul and the physical body. So in the mind, a shock and an impact and an impression is created. So for example, a truck has run over me. The truck ran over my leg. So when that impression is created, and especially many past life memories are had by subjects who have died suddenly, not all but many, and especially when it is sudden violent death, then the person's mind does not have the time to process the event of death properly. And even when the soul goes from one body to another body, at that time, because that trauma, that impact, that impression, a truck ran over me, that is there. So then because of that impression, when the soul enters into a new body also, that body gets marked because of the mind. So Stevenson also wrote a paper called Paranormal Modification of Biological Form. That means that he gives several cases from other sources, not just past life memories, where a person's thoughts create marks on their bodies. So a person thinks, what to speak of the same person happens. So if some Christians, they become very deeply absorbed in Jesus, then on their bodies also the marks appeared, which appeared on Jesus' body when he was crucified. Or some people get very strongly traumatized, they say, oh, some horror movie, and get traumatized by that. Then if some particularly violent scene had happened on that, they had seen the horror movie, and say somebody was wounded or something, their hand gets distorted, and sometimes distortion happens on that. So the mind is very influential. In fact, it has also happened that when a mother sees a horror movie in which, say, a child is maimed, child is injured, then that impression impacts the child's body also. So basically, the mind's impressions impress themselves on the body. And because the mind has the impression that this wound happened over here, say, I was shot over here. So when the mind goes to the next body also, it creates some kind of distortion, some kind of mark or defect at that particular point in the next body. Okay? And one last question. So thank you very much for your kind attention.